No doubt, being the new savvy reader that you are, judging by the fact that you're reading this, you've heard about the physics breakthrough. Scientists have finally, for the first time in history, managed to make nuclear fusion created energy with less energy than it took to make the reaction. Eureka, you're saying to yourself. At last, the solution to global warming, planet extinction, and a cure for the common cold. Every house will soon have its very own nuclear fusion heating system installed in its basement or out in the garage. No more PUD bills. No more unsightly solar panels clogging up the roof and growing moss. Just unlimited power for all your electrical needs, everything from your Tesla charging station to the 10,000 bulb Christmas display. All yours, thanks to the nuclear community and its team of physicists. Oh, sure, at first the price for your nuke chamber will be a little on the high side. But once production costs come down and demand rockets up, you'll wonder how you ever thought that gas furnace was a reasonable way to heat your home. Plus, a gas furnace couldn't run the microwave, now could it? The car of the future might not be a battery-powered one. The car of the future will be a fusion-fueled beast. 0 to 60 in 1 second. What's under the hood? Check it out. No more gas-guzzling engines, just the hum of lasers squeezing hydrogen into pure, raw, unlimited power, buddy. How cool is that? Tesla, go suck on a lithium-ion battery. The secrets of the atom are ours now, and the future's so bright we'll all need shades. The world is saved, the planet should cool right back down. All is well in our universe. Thank the tech boys once again. Science, a powerful tool. Now, if we can just figure out that cure for the common COVID.